You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. All right. This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, presented by QC Amplified. And tonight we are at a networking event hosted by Miss Dana and Charlotte Network and Knowledge is the name of the group, right?
Yes.
Miss Dana Alfirovic. Did I say that right?
You did, okay. Actually.
Good. All right. Now, is becoming a powerhouse here in Charlotte when it comes to hosting networking events. First, let's talk about what we have going on here tonight, Miss Dana. First, tell us a little bit about you, and then let's talk about what we have going on here tonight.
Absolutely. So I am a networking coach, and I'm also an event host for my group, Charlotte Networking Knowledge. We host in-person networking events here in Charlotte, and we're going to be launching very soon our B2B membership-based group. We're actually partnering with another group. Shout out H7 Network, so stay tuned for that. But my goal is to make networking fun, exciting, accessible, and welcoming for everyone. Whether you're an introvert or someone super extroverted, I want my events to have you get value from connections, but also learning as well. So kind of getting back into the theme of tonight, I try to bring in a speaker for each of our events where they speak for about 10 minutes. So it's very actionable networking advice and or business advice, motivation, life advice in general. And I don't know, am I supposed to look at you or the camera?
You can look at me or the camera.
I'm not sure yet. I didn't ask that question before. Okay. Okay. So I'm doing the right thing. Okay. Perfect. So tonight we have two very special ladies to hear, Andrea Irve and Laura Messenger. Andrea is a business coach. She helps women entrepreneurs who are just getting started come up with a business plan and help them scale so they can have profitable growth in their business. And Laura is one of the top producing mortgage brokers here in the Charlotte and Lake Norman area. I recommend you guys get to know these powerhouse ladies. I'm all here to support other women in business. We love to see it. And tonight the agenda is, in the beginning, open mingling, and then we're gonna have our sponsor, Tony Vanderpool from Garage Living Charlotte. Shout out to Tony. He's gonna do a short presentation, about like a minute or so, and then I'm gonna talk about Charlotte Networking Knowledge, and then our moderator, Chris Monroe from the Ops Framework, is gonna lead our panel discussion with Andrea and Laura. We have topics on building your own power table, like how to build your network. And it's not about just attending any networking event. You want to make sure you're in the right rooms to elevate your status, because if you go in a room with everyone who is making $1 million in revenue per year, you're gonna naturally get elevated and be more motivated. So we're gonna teach you how to do that tonight. For my networking coaching, for my events, we don't just talk about it, we be about it. We don't just teach you the concepts, we help you get there. So we're gonna tell, you know, ask them about their stories, how they got there, but also you're gonna walk away with actionable advice. So if anyone is listening and you want to come to an event you haven't yet, if you're looking for quick value added advice and actionable takeaways plus meeting genuine connections, you need to come out to an event. I promise you, you're going to have a great time. People here are friendly, engaging, and really happy to meet you. So Chris has a few questions prepared, but after that, we're going to open the audience so they can participate as well. And the panel is going to be about 30 minutes, and then it's going to be open networking again. So If you guys weren't able to attend this event, no worries. We're going to have so many more in the future.
All right. So it's Thursday, and on Thursday in Charlotte, you can easily find a handful of other networking events any Thursday. I don't know what it is about Thursday. Y'all host them on Thursdays. Why would someone? Because I'm guessing this is getting to be one of those things where it's kind of competitive. Like, you want your networking event to grow. You want people to attend. With all the networking events going on, why would someone choose Charlotte Networking Knowledge or your networking events?
So they would choose it because of the vibe and the community. My goal is to make everyone feel welcomed and supported. And every event we have a little, breakout session. So we have you go ahead and introduce yourself to someone you haven't met. My pet peeve at networking events is when they feel too clicky and you're just talking to the same people over and over again, because that's great. You want to have those conversations, but you also want to meet and interact with new people. So we offer opportunities to do that in an easygoing way. We also do fun game nights as well and different fun icebreakers. So it's not just open mingling where you're like, oh, I don't know anyone. It's, we have structured agenda plus open mingling and a speaker. So you're going to get some key takeaways that will help you grow your business and succeed. We're also launching a membership-based community, which is something I highly recommend to my networking coaching
clients. Talk about
clients.
That. What does that include? What does it cost? What does it include?
Yes. So I have a special rate. If you guys want to DM me, I can send you a discount code. The normal membership is $649, but I have a coupon if anyone is interested from this podcast. But this is a membership in partnership with H7 Network. They're the largest B2B networking group in the entire world. You get access to over 1,000 members. You included in the membership is free training on how to network and build relationships and how to have one-to-one meetings. Because a lot of people, like, they're like, oh, I don't need a networking coach. I'm like, well, maybe you don't need it, but if you're investing all this money in a membership, you need to understand how to do it properly. You know, we don't want you to pitch slap people. There's a specific process we follow that has proven success and results, and member retention is over 90%. So our members are very happy, and you get access to our in-person group in Charlotte. We're still working out the details. We're going to announce the days and times next week, but we're going to be meeting bi-weekly in person, and then we're going to have multiple different chapters eventually. So you'll have lots of opportunities, and the membership, the one membership allows you access to all of the meetings, plus the meetings with H7 Network online. They have over 40 different meetings per week, industry-specific groups. You can join even if that's, your ideal client profile. Also, mastermind groups. They have sales trainings groups, health coaching groups, fractional groups specifically for fractionals, and also industry and location-specific geographic groups as well. So I really recommend you guys attend one of our events or attend an H7 virtual meeting online.
Cool. All right, so literally she wrote the book on networking. You got two books here, Modern Networking Strategies, Engage, Connect, and Maintain Professional Relationships in 2025. We got How to Network Effectively for Those Scared to Put Themselves Out There. How long did it take you to write these books, and why?
So it took me about a month to write each of them. They're very short, but again, I believe in short, but no BS, quick, actionable tips. So I wrote How to Network Effectively for those afraid to put themselves out there in September 2024, and I published it in December 2024. It took me a month, and I decided to write the books because I was really enjoying hosting the events, but I also wanted additional streams of revenue because, like any business owner, you can't just rely on one thing. You want to diversify where you're, you know, getting your income from. And I really enjoy writing. I actually published a children's book on bullying when I was 5, or I think it was 8. But it was like through this kiddie publishing agency where, like, you know, it's not official, but I do want to publish that book
as
well.
It is official. It's official.
Yes.
These books, are they for sale?
Yes, they are.
Where can people buy them?
So you can buy them in person at my events and also on Amazon and my website, networkingknowledgeandgrowth.com. Just go on my Instagram, which is at Charlotte Networking Knowledge, and the link in my bio will take you to purchase my books.
Okay. So I don't want to keep you from your event, but so people come to networking events for a number of reasons. There are those that come there that have jobs and they may be looking for other opportunities. And there's those who are entrepreneurs looking for relationships and maybe, you know, partnerships. I'm sure there are more different types, but which one do you think does better? Is there a group that does better at networking? I'm sure the networking event, that factors into it, type of networking event, but who is it more for?
Do you mean my group in particular?
Yeah.
Yes. So our group is for business owners, and now with our membership style platform, it's specifically for B2B business owners. Okay. So if you're a business that sells to other businesses, you'd be a really good fit for our group.
Okay. What else did you want to get out there and talk about? Because you put out a lot of stuff on this. Oh, here's, all right, this is what I wanted to ask you. When was your first networking event? When did you host your first one?
September 2024.
Okay, so we're a year and a half in to
yes.
that. Now, how have your events evolved? Or have they evolved?
Yes, so in the beginning, I actually used to host my events on a Friday night, interestingly enough, just because, as you mentioned in the beginning, there's a lot of competition on Thursday and Wednesday nights. So I did something new and was hosting them on Friday nights. And I actually met some great people who said, you know, they would never have been able to come out to an event if it was on a Thursday or a Wednesday. So it really gave me that opportunity to meet some really amazing people. But right now, I'm hosting them on the weekdays, not Fridays anymore. I even hosted a few events on Saturdays and Sundays as well, but I'm more focused during the weekday for now. And I used to make my events free when I was getting started, but in my opinion, as a networking coach, free events, you're gonna get more people, but the quality and, you know, maybe I'm going to get some, you know, pushback on this, but the quality of folks is not as good. You want to join a membership-based group that's kind of expensive, honestly. If you want to see results with your network, you want to be networking with other successful people. And at the free events, you're going to have more people just trying to sell you stuff or just, you know, slam your card down your throat. Now, you can meet good people at free events. That's true. But
wasted time, wasted conversations.
Exactly. Time is money.
Not the best use of good time. I get it. I understand that. And I don't think you would get pushback on that. I think wherever there's value in paying, right? Like, you know, you got to set a barrier to people coming to your events. Like, hey, this ain't for everybody. Like, cover charge or just like you can't dress code. Like,
exactly.
You can't come in here looking any kind of way. But I get it. Let's go. Anything else you want to leave the people with?
I'll give you guys with one networking tip. That is, put yourself out there. And networking's not in person. You should be networking online. So for an example, like post a video of yourself talking about your services or your products. Go to the event and introduce yourself to someone. You need to be the one to initiate conversations, because a lot of people are in the same boat and feel awkward for starting conversations. But it just takes a, hey, how are you? I'm Dana, to break the ice, and maybe that could be a $1 million deal.
That's true. All right, so how can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram. That's at Charlotte Networking Knowledge, or on LinkedIn, Dana Alfirovic. I'll hold this up. You want to search my last name, because it is a little hard to spell.
I'll make sure it's on the screen so people can see it.
Yes.
Anything else?
Thank you again, CJ, for the opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.